ଆକୁଳ ଥରେ ତିଷ୍ଠିତ ବପୁ ନରଣୀ ଧାରଣ କିଣ ଚକ୍ରଧରି ଏ ସବ ଦୂତ କୁର୍ମ ଶରୀର ଜୟ ଜଗଦୀଶରେ ଜୟ ଜଗଦୀଶରେ ଜୟ ଜଗଦୀଶ ଦଶନ ଶିଖରେ ଧରଣୀ ସବଲ ଶିନି କଳଙ୍କ ତଳେ ବନି ମାଧୁ ଏ ସବ ଦୂତ ସୁନ୍ଦରୁ ଜୟ ଜଗଦୀଶ ରେ ଜୟ ଜଗଦୀଶ ରେ ଜୟ ଜଗଦୀଶ ରେ ଧୀର ମୟ ଜଗତ ଭଗତ ପାପ ପୈୟସି ପୈୟସି ସମୁତ ଭଗତ ଏ ସବ भगवान नृसिंह देव की सुबह विभावती थी की जय। भक्त प्रहलाद की जय। भक्त प्रवर प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। समवेत भक्त बिंद की जय। गौर प्रमानंदी अंग ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानं चक्षुर्मिलितं येन श्रीगुरवीं श्रीचैतन्यमनभीष्ट आपितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कलामयं वाति शोभं वन्द्यं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रदातु शरण रघुनाथ नीतं सजीव साधितं सावधु परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादं सगण ललित श्री विशाखानितं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंद कंत नमस्ते तत्कंतन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते नमामि हरिप्रिय वांछाकल्पदर्वेश प्रिवासिन्दुभिवस्तु प्रदिदानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबलान्या कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णायो कृष्ण चैतन्य गौरतुषे नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्त श्री जस्यास्ते हृदय संवित्तं नृसिंहं अहं भजे नमस्ते नरसिंहाय
नमस्ते नरसिंहाय
प्रह्लाद लाददायिने हिरण्यकशिपुर्वक्षाय क्षीराटंको नखालये परतो नृसिंहो
नृसिंहो
जतो जतो दामी ततो नृसिंहो जस्यास्ते हृदये संवित् तं नृसिंहं अहं भजे जय श्री नृसिंहदेव भगवान की जय। आज श्री नृसिंहदेवंकर शुभाविर्भावतिथि भगवान सिंहदेव अवतारा ही असंख्या हरे सत्य निधि जी जात था सरस्वसु सस्वसु। हाँ फर्स्ट कैंट प्रथम स्कंद भात हरे सुखदेव गोस्वामी हरिंकर असंख्य अवतार अच्छे बृहत एक जलाशय असंख्य शाखा निर्गति दे तद्रुप भावे भगवान हरिंग ठार असंख्य अवतार अच्छे। हाँ प्रधान प्रधान अवतार मानकर वर्णना श्रीमद भागवत रे दिया जाए सुखदेव गोस्वामी दे मत्स्य कश्यप नृसिंह वराह हंसराजन्य विप्र विविधि सुकृतावतार तंपासीन स्त्रिभुवन सुधाधुनेश भारंभुवर जदुत्तम वंदन दे दशम स्कंद द्वितीय अध्याय चालीस श्लोक टेंथ कैंटो सेकंड चैप्टर टेंथ कैंटो सेकंड चैप्टर 38th वर्स दैट इज नॉट यू बीइंग टेंथ कैंटो ए जदुत्तम आपण मत्स्य कर्म बराह ग्रीव नृसिंह हंस वामन बलराम रामचंद्र बुद्धि कल्कि प्रवृत्ति लीलावतार ग्रहण पूर्वक पृथ्वीर भार ग्रहण करते आपन को बारंबार नमस्कार। दिस इज प्रेयर ऑफ अस बाय डेमिगॉड्स द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इन द प्रिजन हाउस ऑफ कंस व्हेन कृष्ण वाज अबाउट टू अपीयर इन द कुंभक्तेवी दिस द प्रेयर डेमिगॉड्स प्रेयर मत्स्यास्य कच्छप नृसिंह वराह हंसराजन्य विप्र विबुधि सुकृतावतार तंपासीन स्त्रिभुवन चाधुनेश भारंभुवर जदुत्तम वंदन उन्ते ओ जदुत्तम बेस्ट ऑफ जदु डायनास्टी यू अपियर इन मेनी मेनी इनकारनेशंस मत्स्य इनकारनेशन फिश कर्म टॉर्टॉइज इनकारनेशन वराह बोर इनकारनेशन हयग्रीव हर्ष है ହେଇକିରି ଇନକାର୍ନେସନ୍ ନୃସିଂହ ହଂସ ବାମନ ବଳରାମ ରାମଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ବୁଦ୍ଧ କଳିକି ଏଟ୍ସେଟ୍ରା ଦେର୍ ଅଲ୍ ଲୀଳା ଅବତାର various leela avatars appear here in this material world to annihilate demons, those who have great burdens on Mother Earth. Thereby, lessen her burden, therefore we all offer our obeisances to you repeatedly. Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Rupa Goswami has said, Paravastavatara Sadgunyam Paripuritam. ସମଗ୍ର ଐଶ୍ୱର୍ଯ୍ୟ ବୀର୍ଯ୍ୟ ଯଶସ୍ତ୍ରୀ ଜ୍ଞାନ ବୈରାଗ୍ୟ ଷଡ଼ବିଧ ଗୁଣ ଯାହାଙ୍କଠାରେ ଥାଏ ତାଙ୍କ ପରାବସ୍ତବତାର ବୋଲି କୁହାଯାଏ। ନୃସିଂହ ଶ୍ରୀରାମଚନ୍ଦ୍ର କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କଠାରେ ଷଡ଼ବିଧ ଗୁଣ ପରିପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ଥିଲା, ସେଥିପାଇଁ ସେମାନଙ୍କୁ ପରାବସ୍ତବତାର କୁହାଯାଇଛି। ନୃସିଂହ ରାମକୃଷ୍ଣ ତିନି ପରାବସ୍ତାର ଅବତାର ହେଲେ ସୁଦ୍ଧା ତାରତମ୍ୟ ଯାଇ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କର ଶ୍ରେଷ୍ଠତ୍ଵ ସର୍ବାଧିକ। ଲଘୁଭାରତନ୍ତ୍ର ବିଲ୍ଲମଙ୍ଗଳ ବାକ୍ୟ ଉଦ୍ଧାର କରି ରୂପ ଗୋସ୍ୱାମୀ କହିଛନ୍ତି, ସନ୍ତବତାର ଅଭାବ ପୁଷ୍କର ନାବଶ୍ୟ ସର୍ବୋତ ଭଦ୍ରା କୃଷ୍ଣାଦନ୍ୟ କୋବାଳକାଶ୍ୱପୀ ପ୍ରେମଦ ଭବତି। ପଦ୍ମନାଭଙ୍କର ସର୍ବମଙ୍ଗଳପ୍ରଦ ବିବିଧ ଅବତାର ଥିଲେ ସୁଦ୍ଧା କିନ୍ତୁ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଭିନ୍ନ ଏପରିକି ଅଛନ୍ତି ଯେ ଲତା ପର୍ଯ୍ୟନ୍ତ ମଧ୍ୟ ପ୍ରେମଦାନ କରିଥାନ୍ତି। କୃଷ୍ଣ ଅବତାର ଅନ୍ୟ ବୈଶିଷ୍ଟ୍ୟ ଯେ ରାମ ଓ ନୃସିଂହ ଅବତାର ଯେତେ ଅସୁରବଦ୍ଧ ହୋଇଥିଲେ ସେ କେହି ମୁକ୍ତି ଲାଭ କରିନାହାନ୍ତି, ସମସ୍ତେ ପୁନଶ୍ଚ କ୍ଷତ୍ରିୟ କୁଳାରେ ଜନ୍ମଗ୍ରହଣ କରିଛନ୍ତି। ଶ୍ରୀକୃଷ୍ଣ ଅବତାରରେ ସେ ବା ତାହାଙ୍କ ସମ୍ମୁଖରେ ଯେତେ ଅସୁର ବଦଳିଥିଲେ ସମସ୍ତେ ମୁକ୍ତି ଲାଭ କରିଛନ୍ତି। କାମ ଦ୍ୱାରା, ଭୟ ଦ୍ୱାରା, ଦ୍ୱେଷ ଦ୍ୱାରା, ସ୍ନେହ ଦ୍ୱାରା ଯେଉଁମାନେ କୃଷ୍ଣଠାରେ ମନୋନିବେଶ କରିଛନ୍ତି ସମସ୍ତେ ମୁକ୍ତିପଦ ପାଇଛନ୍ତି। ଶ୍ରୀକୃଷ୍ଣ ଯେପରି ସୁନ୍ଦର ମଧୁ ସେହିପରି ଉଦାହରଣ ଲଘୁଭାଗତ ରୂପ ଗୋସ୍ୱାମୀ ଆସେ ପରାବସ୍ଥ ଅବତାର ସାର୍ଗୁଣ୍ୟମ ପରିପୂରିତ। Six types of opulences in whom we find is known as Paravastavata. What is all opulence, all strength, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, detachment, renunciation. These six types of opulences is Paravastavata. Three are Paravastavata, Nrisingha, Ramachandra, Krishna. In these three, these six types of opulences are completely full. Though these three are Paravastavata, still Krishna is Bhagavan. In Lagubhata Amrita quoting statements of Billa Mangal, Rupa Goswami Prabhu says, Santavatara Bhava Puskaranavasya Sarvata Bhadra Krishna Dhanya Kubalata Savi Premata Bhavati. Jo Paddanava, that means whose navel lotus with this team sprout is Paddanava. Many avatars, all species avatars, still Krishna is Bhagavan who even gives prema to a creeper. Nobody gives prema, Krishna gives. And special characteristic of Krishna avatar is that Rama and Narasimha killed demons, many demons, but none of them got mukti. Those who are killed by Rama and Narasimha, they have not gotten mukti. They again were born again. Again they were born. As demons are great kshatriyas. But those who are killed by Krishna or killed in the battlefield of Kurukshetra seeing Krishna, they all got mukti. They all got mukti. This is the special condition of Krishna. Though these three are Pravastarata. Krishna is very beautiful, source of all beauty, Madhurjya ka nilaya, very sweet, magnanimous, murti, as he is beautiful, sweet, similarly magnanimous also. Somehow, think of Krishna. Attach your mind to Krishna, even Krishna is the object of love. If someone develops love for Krishna, the only object of love, then he can think of always because he is the only object of love, most beloved. Otherwise, how stupid mind can think of unless one is most beloved. So Krishna is most beloved, only object of love, so develop love for Krishna. Then you'll be able to think of Krishna constantly, day and night for 24 hours. Thus, some demons, especially Kansa, was very much afraid of Krishna. Therefore, he was thinking of Krishna day and night. It's only because of fear. Because of fear. You understand? Therefore, Kansa is known as Bhayavatara, in incarnation of fear. Bhayavatara. You understand? So somehow those who have thought of Krishna, they have all gotten mukti pada. Nrsingavatar, chakhyu samanantara kurmavatar, purve nrsingavatar hoy. Nrsingadeva bahut bada smriti achi. Nrsingavatar comes in chakhyu samanantara after kurmavatar. So, you'll find this, I think, seventh canto of Bhagavatam. Nrsingavatar. You see, seventh canto of Bhagavatam. This is Sanat Nrsingha Avatar. So we'll read from that chapter. Prahlad Maharaj and Garpita, Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad and Mariapem Bhuchasta Gartala, Bhagavan, Shirakya Samukhari Narahari Artha, Nrsingha Deva, Adha Manavrupa Adha, Singha Rupaya Abhivata Hiranyakashipu Bhada Gartala. प्रहलाद महाराज पर शिक्षा उपदेश ग्रहण करी समस्त अश्रु बालक भगवान विष्णु प्रति आकृष्ट हो पड़िबारु जना पड़ला सेतबेले अश्रु बालक मान कर शिक्षक संड आ मूर्ख बड़ भीतस्थ हो पड़ले अश्रु बालक गुड़िक विष्णु भक्त ही जाउचंती से मान अनन्य उपाय राक्षस राज हिरण्यकशिपु को समस्त कथा जनईले किपर प्रहलाद कथा असुर बालक माने विष्णु भक्त हो जाती या शुणी हिरण्यकशिपु बहुत क्रोध प्रकाश कले प्रहलाद को बध करने को नानाविध उपाय चिंता कले हिरण्यकशिपु क्रोध देखी प्रहलाद पात पड़ी बहुत अनुनय विनय कले शांत होगापी कहले कि असुर पिता सुख शुणिले ना हिरण्यकशिपु बरम प्रकाश भाव घोषणा कला जे से हूँ भगवान ठार बड़ या शुणी प्रहलाद महाराज प्रतिवाद कर कहले जे से भगवान नुहंती प्रहलाद महाराज भगवान कर गुण महिमा गान कले कहले जे भगवान सर्वव्यापक समस्त अधीन तत्व कई ठार बड़ नुहंती किंबा कई सहित सामान नुहंतीपर कही पिता अनुरोध कर कहले से सर्वशक्तिमान भगवान निकट में शुणापन्न होगा पिता अनुरोध कले प्रहलाद महाराज जिते अधिक परिमाण भगवान को गान कले राक्षस पिता से अधिक परिमाण में क्रोध प्रकाश कला हिरण्यकशिपु वैष्णव पुत्र उपचारे तुम भगवान सर्वव्यापक कहच से कौन ये खुम्भरे अच्छा भागवत सप्तम स्कंद वर्णना दिहाई सेवेन एट ट्वेल्व जस्तया मंदभाग्याक्तो मदन्यो जगदीश्वरा वासो यदि स सर्वत्र कस्मा स्तंभे न दृश्यते हिरण्यकशिपु प्रहलाद महाराज कहते हे हतभागा प्रहलाद तुम्हें सब भगवान मोठार बड़ सब बड़ सर्वनियंत्रणकारी बोली कौच तार कौटी अच्छी सर्वत्र विद्यमान स्तंभरे अच्छा कि
O most unfortunate Prahlad, you have always described a supreme being other than me.
Yes.
A supreme being who is above everything, who is the controller of everyone, and who is all-pervading. But where is he? If he is everywhere, then why is he not present before me in this pillar?
Pillar. Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad, publicly declared he is Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? I am Bhagavan. He is Bhagavan. Greater than me? Prahlad said, no, Bhagavan is Bhagavan. Nobody will be equal to him. Nobody will be greater than him. He is all pervaded everywhere. Then he said, is he there? His son, Prahlad Maharaj, Vaishnava, Hiranyakashipu employed, appointed Sanda and Amarka, two teachers, to teach Prahlad politics, crookedness, nasty things, how to divide and rule, samadhana, veda, dunda. These are the principles of ruling class. Samadhana, dunda, veda, niti. Sometimes they will pass by somebody and give some charity thereby, bring him into control, then sometimes inflicting punishment, subdue, or sometimes they divide. Then two parties fight and third party win over them. Sama, dana, danda, veda, niti. This is politics, political party. So he appointed Sanda Amarka two teachers to teach people, teach Prahlad Maharaj his son. This was Prahlad Maharaj from the Bhakti Vaishnava. When he was in mother's womb, he got opportunity to hear from Narada Muni, a sadhu, and from Derivat, he is Vaishnava. You understand? So, when he was a boy, he starts speaking about Supreme Lord. All his classmates, demon boys, he taught him Vishnu Bhakti. Then it is noticed that all demon boys are becoming Vishnu Bhaktas. Oh, this is dangerous. What is this? So the two teachers, Sanda and Amarka, reported it to Hiranyakashipu, otherwise their head will be cut off. So we are teaching this thing, but this boy is not taking this lesson from us. And he's speaking about Lord Vishnu, doing this thing, the ultimate boy is turning Vishnu Bhaktas. You understand? Hiranyakashipu asked his boy, called his boy, allowed him to sit on his lap, patted him, all right, what you have learned, speak my voice. Then he spoke about Lord Vishnu, Krishna. Then he got angry. What is this? Who is that Vishnu, Krishna, Supreme Lord? I am Lord. He is greater than I. People are no. Supreme Lord is supreme. Nobody is greater, nobody is equal to him. He is all pervaded. You better surrender unto him. Much more angry. What is that? It's greater than me, it's all perfect everywhere. Is he here? In this pillar, then this person says. Soham vikathamanasya sirakaya dharamite gopayeta haristvadya jaste saranam sitam. Next verse says, tumhe bahut baje katha kaucha, tenu tuma gandiru munda alaga kar devi. দেখিবি কিপরি তোমার ভগবান আসি তুমি রক্ষা করিবে মু দেখা ইচ্ছা করি কই খুব ক্রোধ প্রকাশ করি খম্বকু আঘাত কলে আঘাতরে খম্বর ভয়ঙ্কর গর্জন ধ্বনি বাহার লা যা শুনে ব্রহ্মাদি দেবতা মানে ভাবিলে প্রলয় কাল উপস্থিত হল ধ্বংস হইল টাইম অফ ডিভাস্টেশন কমন টাইম রেনাস গান দিস ডিমোনিয়াক পারসন শুড বি ডিভাস্টেটেড কিল ডেফিনাইট লেট নৃসিংহদেব ফিয়ার এন্ড কিল অল দিস ডিমোনিয়াক. Then there will be peace in the world, otherwise there is no peace. This time is coming, yes. This is Nrisimhadeva's mercy. Yes, all the demons will be killed now, yes. Devastated, yes. That one time rain, unexpected time, such. This is symptom of devastation, yes. Our crops will be destroyed, no more availability of food, grains, they'll all dry, all die. Yes.
Because you are speaking so much nonsense, I shall now sever your head from your body. Now let me see your most worshipful God come to protect you. I want to see it.
I want to see how he can protect you. Satyam vidhatu nija bhutya bhasitam vyaptincha bhutisu akhalisu chatmana অদৃশ্যা তত্যদ্ভূতরূপহান স্তম্ভে সবায় নভৃগম নমাংস প্রহ্লাদ মহারাজ কথা সত্য করা নিমিত্ত সে ভগবান হরি অস্তিশ্চর্যজনক অভূতপূর্ব রূপ প্রদর্শন কলে রূপ সম্পূর্ণ মানব কিংবা সিংহ রূপ নুহে এইপরি ভাবে ভগবান অদ্ভুত নৃসিংহ রূপ ধারণ করি খবর নৃসিংহদেব কি হিরণ্যকশিপু রূপক দেখি অত্যন্ত আশ্চর্য হয়ে কহিলা এই অধা মান অধা সিংহরূপী প্রাণী কে নৃসিংহদেবঙ্কর রূপ অত্যন্ত ভয়ঙ্কর, চক্ষু আরক্তবর্ণ, তাঙ্কর যেউ কেশর তাহা অত্যন্ত দীপ্তিমন্ত, বিকরাল দন্ত, পুরধার পরি জুহা, তাঙ্কর নাক পোড়া, মুখ গহ্বর পর্বত গুম্ফা ভি প্রত্যমান হোতলা, তাঙ্কর বিরাট শরীর আকাশকু স্পর্শ করুতলা, গ্রীবাদেশ হ্রস্ব বক্ষ প্রশস্ত, কটিদেশ ক্ষীণ শরীরে থাকা রোমরাজি চন্দ্রকিরণ তুল্য শুভ্র, তাঙ্কর বাহু খুব দীর্ঘ, তাহা সৈনিক মানকর করবাল সদৃশ প্রত্যমান হোতলা, হিরণ্যকশিপু ভাবিলা ভগবান বিষ্ণু তাকে মারিবা পাই এই রূপ ধরিছন্তি, কিন্তু কিয়ে মো সহ যুদ্ধ করিপারিব, ইয়া করি সে এক গদা ধরি হস্তি ভি ভগবান উপরে আক্রমণ কলা। নৃসিংহদেব হিরণ্যকশিপু মধ্যে কি সময় ভয়ঙ্কর যুদ্ধ হলো, সত্যম বিধাত নিজ ভৃত্য 17 verse.
To prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial, in other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall.
You understand? Wonderful form. How can one understand Supreme Lord? He can assume any form as he likes. Yes. You understand? His eyes were reddish. Yes. This is what I say, immense. A tall giant. Teeth fearful. Strong like sharp razor. His nostrils and let's say mouth like mountainous cave, yes, appearing like mountainous cave, yes, so great. His body was touching sky, do you understand? And the hairs on his body as white as moon sign, yes. His arms were very long, appearing like swords of the soldiers. Yes. Hiranyakasipu thought of, who is this wonderful form? Lord appeared to kill me, but who can kill me? I am the Lord. Thinking like that, lifted a club, started attacking the Lord. So there was fire. Fighting between Hiranyakashipu and Nrisimhadeva. At last, Vishwakspurantam grahanaturam harit vyalo dathakhunkuli sakhyatvatocham dwari urum apatya udara lilaya nakhe tathahi garuda mahavisham. 7, 8, 29. Jepari gotiye sarpa gotiye musaku dhare কিংবা গরুড় এক বিরাট বিষাক্ত সর্পক ধরে ঠিক সেইপরি নৃসিংহদেব হিরণ্যকশিপু ধারণ কলে, যে হিরণ্যকশিপুর শরীর এপরি টাণ যে ইন্দ্রর বজ্র মধ্যে ভেদ করিপারিব না। নৃসিংহদেব কর্কশ বজ্র মুষ্টিরে বেঁধি দিয়ে হিরণ্যকশিপু তা শরীরকে হলচল কলা। নৃসিংহদেব তাঙ্কর জঙ্গ উপরে তাকে শুয়াই পকাইলে, সভাগৃহর দ্বার বন্ধ উপরে খুব সহজরে তাঙ্কর তীক্ষ্ণ নখ সাহায্যে অসুরর বক্ষ বিধান কলে। নৃসিংহদেবঙ্কর মুখ গ্রীবাদেশর কেশর রক্তাক্ত হয়েগলা, ক্রোধরে তাঙ্কর চক্ষু এপরি ভয়ঙ্কর হয়ে উঠলা যে চাই হব না। হিরণ্যকশিপুর অন্তনাড়ক এক ফুলহার সদৃশ দান কলে, যেপরি জনা পড়ুলা এক সিংহ এক হস্তিক সদ্য বিনাশ করছে। যে ভগবান অসংখ্য বাহু অছি সে প্রথমে হিরণ্যকশিপুর হৃদয়কে টাণি আনলে, তাপরে হিরণ্যকশিপু ফোপাড়ি দেলে, তাপরে অসুর সৈন্য মানক উপরে দৃষ্টি নিক্ষেপ কলে। হাজার হাজার অসুর সৈন্য নৃসিংহদেব নানা অস্ত্র শস্ত্র ধরি আক্রমণ করা ধাই আসলে, কিন্তু নৃসিংহদেব সমস্ত তাঙ্কর তীক্ষ্ণ নখ সাহায্যে বিনাশ কলে।
As a snake captures a mouse, or Garuda captures a very venomous snake, Lord Nrisimhadev captured Hiranyakashipu, who could not be pierced even by the thunderbolt of King Indra. As Hiranyakashipu moved his limbs here, there, and all around, very much afflicted at being captured, Lord Nrisimhadev placed the demon on his left, supporting him with his thighs. And in the doorway of the assembly hall, the Lord very easily tore the demon to pieces with the nails of his hands.
Yeah, he has gotten that boon. Mamantha bora paitla. Astra sastra re moribana. Deva manava kaadvara moribana. দিনের মরিব না, রাত্রে মরিব না, আকাশের মরিব না, জলের মরিব না, স্থলরে মরিব না, হ্যাঁ, ঘর ভিতরে মরিব না কি বাহারে মরিব না, এইসব রাউন্ড অ্যাবাউট। অমর বর মাগিলা তো ব্রহ্মা কে মু তো অমর নু তো কি অমর বর দেবি, তো রাউন্ড অ্যাবাউট অমর বর না বললা মরবি না প্লিজ ব্রহ্মা এন্ড গট বোন, হ্যাঁ ইয়াস ফর হ্যাঁ ইমোর্টালিটি বোন অফ ইমোর্টালিটি ব্রহ্মা সেড আই এম নট ইমোর্টাল I will die. How can I enter this bone? Roundabout way. He got all right. I'll not be killed by any demigod, human being, or anybody. Not killed by any weapon. Killed in daytime or nighttime. Not killed inside the room or outside the room. Not killed in the land, water, or sky. In this way. Not with any weapons, I'll be killed. So in a roundabout way, immortality granted a light. Brahma granted this boon. Thought of, yes, I am now immortal. But what is impossible for the Supreme Lord? So he appeared in such a wonderful form, neither a human being nor a lion. Wonderful. And he killed with his pointed nails. Not with any weapon, and putting on the lap, not in the land or water or sky, not inside room or outside room on the threshold, not daytime or nighttime in conjunction, day and night conjunction, isn't it? Killed, you understand? Shraatam kamakhavai. Then when he killed, Nrisimhadeva's men all became stained, and it was appearing like a flower garland around the chest of Nrisimhadeva. It seemed as if a lion has killed an elephant. You understand? So many soldiers of Hiranyakashipu, they all came out fight against the lion. But Lord, with his sharp nails, tore them, another killed them. Bhagavan Nrisimhadeva kar jata dara megha sakala kampita vidinna hi jautale. Tanka dushtra grahaman kar jyoti nisprabha hi jautala. Tanka nishwasra ahafi samudra mane stabda hi jautale. Tanka bhayankara sabdari bhita hi dikhastigan artanat kariya ko lagele. All the descriptions are there, you may read it.
Lord Nrisimhadeva's mouth and mane were sprinkled with drops of blood, and his fierce eyes, full of anger, were impossible to look at. Licking the edge of his mouth with his tongue, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nrisimhadeva, decorated with a garland of intestines taken from Hiranyakashipu's abdomen, resembled a lion that has just killed an elephant.
Elephant, yes.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had many, many arms, first uprooted Hiranyakashipu's heart, and then threw him aside and turned toward the demon's soldiers.
Yes.
These soldiers had come in thousands to fight with him with raised weapons and were very faithful followers of Hiranyakashipu. But Lord Nrisimhadeva killed all of them merely with the ends of his nails.
Ends of nails, yes. Then they...
The hair of Nrisimhadeva's head shook the clouds and scattered them here and there.
Yes.
His glaring eyes stole the effulgence of the luminaries in the sky. And his breathing agitated the seas and oceans.
Yes.
Because of his roaring, all the elephants in the world began to cry in fear.
Yes. Yāpare pratidvandi vihina sampurna prakāsa prasannānana ভগবান সিংহদেব সভামধ্যে অতি উৎকৃষ্ট রাজসিংহাসন প্রবেশন কলে কেহি ভয়রে তাঁ পাখ আসিপারে না আদি দৈত্য হিরণ্যকশিপুর বিনাশ দেখি সুরস্ত্রী গণতি আনন্দ নৃসিংহদেবঙ্ক উপরে মুহুর্মুহ পুষ্পবৃষ্টি করা লাগিলে ದೇವತಾಮಾನೆ ಆನಂದರೆ ನಾನಾ ಬಾಧ್ಯ ಬದಲಿ ಗಂಧರ್ವಗಳನ್ನು ಸಂಗೀತ ದಾನ ಕಲೆ ಏವಂ ಅಪ್ಸುರಾಮಾನೆ ನೃತ್ಯ ಕಲೆ ರೇಟ್ ಎಸ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ರೇಟ್ ಟು ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್.
Airplanes were thrown into outer space and the upper planetary system by the hair on the Sringadev's head. Airplanes were thrown into outer space and the upper planetary systems by the hair on the Sringadev's head. Because of the pressure of the Lord's lotus feet, the earth appeared to slip from its position and all the hills and mountains sprang up due to his intolerable force. Because of the Lord's bodily effulgence, both the sky and all directions diminished in their natural illumination.
Then did.
Manifesting a full effulgence and a fearsome countenance, Lord Nrisimha, being very angry and finding no contestant to face his power and opulence,
yes,
then sat down in the assembly hall on the excellent throne of the king. Because of fear and obedience, no one could come forward to serve the Lord directly.
Next.
Hiranyakashipu had been exactly like a fever of meningitis in the head of the three worlds. Thus, when the wives of the demigods and the heavenly planets saw that the great demon had been killed by the personal hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their faces blossomed in great joy. The wives of the demigods again and again showered flowers from heaven upon Lord Nrisimhadev like rain. At that time, the airplanes of the demigods who desired to see the activities of the Supreme Lord, Narayan, crowded the sky. The demigods began beating drums and kettle drums, and upon hearing them, the angelic women began to dance, while the chiefs of the Gandharvas sang sweetly.
Yes. Yapare Brahma, Siva, Indra, Prabhuti, Devatagana, Rusi, Pitru, Siddha, Vidyadhara, Mahasarpa, Sagala, ಮನು ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿಗಣ ಅಪ್ಸರಾ ಗಂಧರ್ವಗಣ ಚಾರಣ ಜಕ್ಷ ಕಿನ್ನರ ಬೇತಾಳ ಕಿಂ ಪುರುಷ ಸುನಂದ ಕುಮುದ ಪ್ರಭೃತಿ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾರ್ಷದಗಣ ತಂಕ ನಿಕಟಕ್ಕೆ ಆಸಿ ಬಧಾಂಜಳಿ ಹೋಇ ಅನತಿ ದೂರರೆ ದಂಡಾಯಮಾನ ಹೋಇ ಪೃಥಕ್ ಪೃಥಕ್ ಭಾವೆ ತೀವ್ರ ತೇಜ ಸಮನ್ವಿತ ಭಗವಾನ್ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇವರ ಸ್ತವ ಕರಿವಾಕು ಆರಂಭ ಕಲೆ. ಹಿರಣ್ಯ ಕಶಿಪುರ್ ವಿನಾಶ ಪರೆ ನೃಸಿಂಹದೇವ ರುಷಾಭೀಷ್ಟ ಹೋಇಥಿವಾ ಹೇತು ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾದಿ ದೇವಗಣ ಏಪರಿಕ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀದೇವೀ ಮರ್ಜಂತ କେହି ତାଙ୍କ ପାଖକୁ ସାହସ କରି ଯାଇପାରିଲେ ନା. ସେତେବେଳେ ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ପ୍ରହ୍ଲାଦଙ୍କୁ ତାଙ୍କର କୋପ ଶାନ୍ତି ନିମିତ୍ତ ପ୍ରେରଣ କଲେ. ପ୍ରହ୍ଲାଦ ନିର୍ଭୀକ ଚିତ୍ତରେ ଭଗବାନ ପାଖକୁ ଯାଇ ଶ୍ରୀ ପାଦ ପଦ୍ମରେ ପତିତ ହେଲେ. ନୃସିଂହଦେବ ବରା ଭୟପ୍ରଦ ତାଙ୍କର କର କମଳ ପ୍ରହ୍ଲାଦଙ୍କ ଶିର ଦେଶରେ ଅର୍ପଣ କରିବା ମାତ୍ରେ ପ୍ରହ୍ଲାଦଙ୍କର ନୈସର୍ଗିକ ବ୍ରହ୍ମ ଜ୍ଞାନ ପ୍ରକାଶ ପାଇଲା. ପ୍ରହ୍ଲାଦ ପ୍ରେମ ଗଦଗଦ ବଚନ ନୃସିଂହଦେବଙ୍କର ସ୍ତବ କରିବାକୁ ଲାଗିଲେ.
The demigods then approached the Lord. They were headed by Lord Brahma, King Indra, and Lord Shiva, and included great saintly persons and the residents of Pitralok, Siddhalok, Vidyadharalok, and the planet of the snakes. The Manus approached, and so did the chiefs of various other planets. The angelic dancers approached, as did the Gandharvas, the Charanas, the Yakshas, the inhabitants of Kinnaraloka, the Vaitalas, the inhabitants of Kimpurusha Loka, and the personal servants of Vishnu like Sunanda and Kumuda. All of them came near the Lord, who glowed with intense light. They individually offered their obeisances and prayers, their hands folded at their heads.
Yes.
Lord Brahma prayed, "My Lord, you are unlimited and you possess unending potencies. No one can estimate or calculate your prowess and wonderful influence, for your actions are never polluted by the material energy. Through the material qualities, you very easily create the universe, maintain it, and again annihilate it. Yet you remain the same without deterioration. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you." Lord Shiva said,
Nrisimhadev was so angry, nobody could dare approach him. Even Lakshmidevi couldn't approach. At last, Brahma persuaded Prahlad Maharaj to go and pacify him. Then Prahlad Maharaj went there fearlessly. He was not just afraid of, always afraid. Prahlad was not least afraid of the law, just so dear devotee. Then he have part at the lotus feet of Nrisimhadev. Then Nrisimhadev then put his hands, his lotus-like arm on the head of Prahlad Maharaj. Then immediately Prahlad Maharaj got transcendental knowledge, mercy. Then Prahlad Maharaj offered many prayers. Then you read the prayers of Prahlad. That is in 9th chapter, 7th and 9th chapter. Prahlad Grastavagatha Bhagata Sattva Skanda Namadhyar Bannanagra. It is anek sikhyane vishyachi. Prahlad Maharaj Kalimu Bhagavan Santushta Kari Devi, Santa Kari Devi, Prakar Garbhatyak Kari, Bhagavat Kruva Prasthana Israya, Keval Bhakti Bhino, Anya Kichi, Janma Aishwajya Sruta Tapasya Yoga Prakruti, Kichi Bhagavat Kriti Utpadra Kari Paribana. Abhakta Dvadas Guna Jukta Vipra Pekhya Channal Kulya Vatinna Bhakta Adula Niyar Shrestha Vishwara Mangala Vatma Sukha Nimitta Hi Bhagavan Ka Nila Prakash Bhagavat Jivar Bhiti Utpadra Nimitta Nuhe Nrisimhadevankara Smaran Kale Jivar Ditiya Abhinivesa Janita Bhaya Nibruti Ghate Nrisimhadevankara Sri Murti Abhakta Nikatare Bhishan Balipatare Sudha Bhakta Nikatare Nayana Manamohana Karini Kama dvara kama praka prasamana chesta murkhata natra. Brahmadi devatai par ki bhagavan kar vakhyasthita swam lakmi devi inka pakkyare jahadurlava. Ta vakta bhagavan kar nikatru anayasare laab kare. Bhagavan sopara bhinivesa sunya sarvatra samandarsana sampanna hishuddha bhakta pakkhyapati bhakta vaschala. Epari aneko stuti bakkya achi. Prayasat Prahlad Maharaj.
Prahlad Maharaj prayed, how is it possible for me, who have been born in a family of asuras, to offer suitable prayers to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Even until now, all the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, and all the saintly persons, could not satisfy the Lord by streams of excellent words, although such persons are very qualified, being in the mode of goodness. Then what is to be said for me? I am not at all qualified. Prahlad Maharaj continued, one may possess wealth, an aristocratic family, beauty, austerity, education, sensory expertise, luster, influence, physical strength, diligence, intelligence, and mystic yogic power. But I think that even by all these qualifications, one cannot satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, one can satisfy the Lord simply by devotional service.
Yes.
Gajendra did this, and thus the Lord was satisfied with him. If a Brahmana has all 12 of the Brahminical qualifications, as they are stated in the book called Sanat Sujata, but is not a devotee and is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog eater, but who has dedicated everything, mind, words, activities, wealth, and life to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee is better than such a Brahmana, because the devotee can purify his whole family, whereas the so-called Brahmana in a position of false prestige cannot purify even himself.
Yes.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always fully satisfied in himself. Therefore, when something is offered to him, the offering, by the Lord's mercy, is for the benefit of the devotee. For the Lord does not need service from anyone. To give an example, if one's face is decorated, the reflection of one's face in a mirror is also seen to be decorated. Therefore, although I was born in a demoniac family, I may without a doubt offer prayers to the Lord with full endeavor, as far as my intelligence allows. Anyone who has been forced by ignorance to enter the material world may be purified of material life if he offers prayers to the Lord and hears the Lord's glories.
Yes. Then? Lakshmi Devi, who is in the heart, chest of the Lord, cannot get it. It's very difficult and part of Lakshmi, but a dear devotee of the Lord, very easily gets it. Mercy of the Lord. He is equal vision. Lord has equal vision. Samam sarva bhuteshu na mendrasya astina priya said that thing in Bhagavad Gita, huh? What is that English? Huh? Gita, Samaha Sarva Bhuti Sinam Indasyasthi Nam Priya. All are required to me, in all living entities. Nobody is dear to me, nobody is not dear to me, isn't it? So a bhakta, bhakta is very dear to him. Vajanti tumam bhaktya. Do my bhajan in bhakti, they are in me, I am in them. That is so bad. Of course, they are in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Bhakta bhaktivadi. Though he is impartial, but is very partial towards his devotees. That is impartial. Yes. Bhakta bhaktivadi. So many prayers. These are all prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. One specific prayer, 7.9.14. Tadjacha manyo masurasya hatastvayadya mudita sadurapi vrushchika sarvahatya lokasya nirvrti mitapratiyanti sarve rupam nrsingha vibhayaya janasvaranti atev apan krodasam pasanghar karanto apankar asura apankar dvara asura nyatehichi sadhugana vrushchika sarpadi hatya janita anandavat sarsa praptai chanti समस्ते सुख प्राप्त ही प्रत्यलाप करचंति हे नृसिंहदेव लोकमान्य भय निवृत्ति निमित्ता आपण करो ये नृसिंह रूप स्मरण करिय 7.9.14
My Lord Nrsingadev, please therefore cease your anger now that my father, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, has been killed. Since even saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake.
Yes, scorpion and snake should be killed. A saintly person kill them and get pleasure. Yes. Other living entities, sadhus never kill. Sadhus kill scorpion and snake. And they get pleasure out of it. This person, yes.
Since even saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake, all the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon. Now they are confident of their happiness, and they will always remember your auspicious incarnation in order to be free from fear.
Free from fear. Therefore, we always offer prayer. Namaste, Nrsimhaya, to be free from fear. And Nrsimhadev kills all inauspiciousness. Auspiciousness comes in the path of devotion. Therefore, we are permission upon us. When you start joining, you also have no fear, no obstruction, no fearful conditions in there. Nothing comes, nothing in the body. Kill it. You understand? That way, always. And this says, devotees, always remember your, whatever your prayer, free from all sort of fear. Then 7.9.24. Tasmat amastan bhrudam aham asisogya ayu sriyam vibhava maindriyam avirancya nechamite vilulita nurubikramena kalatpuna panayamang nijabhrutya parsam. Ate bhoga parinam vittamu dehi ganankar indra bhagya vastu ayu brahmadinkar bhoga upakaran kala rupiyati vabikram sali कर्तृक विध्वस्तणिमादि संपद सुख इच्छा करुणि हे परमेश्वर आपन मते आपन भुक्त मान के पास स्थापन करु.
My dear Lord, now I have complete experience concerning the worldly opulence, mystic power, longevity, and other material pleasures enjoyed by all living entities, from Lord Brahma down to the ant. As powerful time, you destroy them all. Therefore, because of my experience, I do not wish to possess them. My dear Lord, I request you to place me in touch with your pure devotee and let me serve him as a sincere servant.
That is the prayer. Another prayer, 7.9.44. Prayana deva munaya sabimukti kama maunam saranti vidanena prarthanishtha naitan vihaya krupanan vimukhyuko eko नान्यम तदस्य शरणम ब्रह्मत्व अनुपस्ये ए देव प्राय निज मुक्ति कामी मुनिगण निर्जन रे मौन व्रत पालन करंती परार्थ पर नहंती दीन मानन को परित्याग करी मु एकाकी मुक्ति लाभ करिया को इच्छा करे ना आपन वित्त अन्य कहा को भ्रमणशील लोकमान को रक्षक बोली देखि पार नहीं वेन निश्चिंत देव पड़े मुक्ति ही रिफ्यूज Why you refuse this face? That was 7944.
My dear Lord Nrsingadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance, not caring for the big cities and towns. They go to the Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence, Mona Vrata. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet.
Now, Muni says they are all interested for their own deliverance. They go to Himalayan mountains, solitary places, do sadhana there. So many severe studies on finance and the go. But who thinks of the deliverance of the living entities, even such mlechas javanas, those who are in the hellish planet, in the eastern country means hellish planet. So who goes there and preaches Krishna consciousness and inculcates Krishna consciousness and to those mlechas javanas, demons. Friends, the typical example. A worm in the stool. Who thinks of them? Whose heart is so compassionate, so merciful? A Vaishnava like Prabhupada Maharaj. Otherwise nobody can do it. That is Vaishnava. His heart is so compassionate. So merciful heart he has for all living entities. Even worms in the stool. His heart. Another prayer, 7950. तत्ते अर्हत्तमनमस्तुति कर्म पूजा कर्म स्मृतिश्चरणयो श्रवणं कथायं संस्वयापयि विनेति षडङ्गया किं भक्तिं जनः परमहंसगतौ लभेत. हे पूज्यतम, आपणको नमस्कार. स्तव कर्म समर्पण पूजन चरण जुगल स्मरण लीला श्रवण ई षडङ्ग सेवा व्यतीत लोके कौन परमहंसमानक प्राप्य आपणकर प्रति भक्ति लाभ करिपारन्ति.
Therefore, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the best of all persons to whom prayers are offered, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, because without rendering six kinds of devotional service unto you, offering prayers, dedicating all the results of activities, worshipping you, working on your behalf, always remembering your lotus feet, and hearing about your glories, who can achieve that which is meant for the Paramahamsas?
And then, the 17th, Nanyatadati Akhila Guru Patita Karunatmana Jastha Shishya Shaste Na Sabhutya Sabhaivani. Prahlad Maharaj, 7:10:4. Prahlad Maharaj called Krishnadev Guru. Hey Bhagavan, hey Jagat Guru, Apano, Apankara Bhaktan Prati Pridayal De, Apan Bhaktankara Kija Mangal Kribak Dhyantine, Anna Pakhire, Jay Apankara Seva Kuri, Tavdal Kija Bhautika Labo Chai, Se Apankara Sudha Bhakta Hibaribana, Vastvik Seka Bonikatar Kija Adhikan Hue, Jay Kija Seva Bodolare, Kija Labo Chai.
Otherwise, O my Lord, O Supreme Instructor of the entire world, you are so kind to your devotee that you could not induce him to do something unbeneficial for him. On the other hand, one who desires some material benefit in exchange for devotional service cannot be your pure devotee. Indeed, he is no better than a merchant.
Than a merchant. Does business with the Lord. I give you this thing, you give me this thing.
Indeed, he is no better than a merchant who wants profit in exchange for service.
Then, verse 6. Aham tu akasmastad bhaktastam ca swami anapa svaya nanyathe thavo yur artho raja seva gariva. E Bhagavan, apan ka kani skama seva kode. Apan mar nitya prabhu atanti. Ehi prabhu tya samandami naki ca adhigadar ka nahi. आपन स्वाभाविक भावे मोर प्रभु मु आ स्वाभाविक भावे आपन भृत्य ए संबंध बिना मोर अन्य किसी का काम नहीं.
ओ माय लॉर्ड, आई एम योर अनमोटिवेटेड सर्वेंट एंड यू आर माय इटर्नल मास्टर. There is no need of our being anything other than master and servant. You are naturally my master, and I am naturally your servant. We have no other relationship.
That's a prayer. Understand plenty. Then, next verse. Jadi dasya si me kaman varastum varadarsava kamanam hrudi asaraham avatastum vrnivaram. Prahlad Maharaj Kulsana Srinathim gave Bhagavan. हे सर्वोत्तम वरप्रदान कार्य आपण यदि इच्छा करचंती मते किछि वर दवा पई ताले मु मोर हृदय अंतरतम प्रदेश रे इति प्रार्थना करछि आपण इति कृपा करंतु जेपरि कश्मीर काले मोठारे कोनस प्रकार भूत्य कामना जागृत न होय. दिस इज दी ओनली प्रेयर यू शुड ऑफ ऑल शुड ऑफ यस.
ओ माय लॉर्ड, बेस्ट ऑफ द गिवर्स ऑफ बेनेडिक्शन, इफ यू एट ऑल वांट टू बेस्टो अ डिजायरेबल बेनेडिक्शन अपॉन मी, देन आई प्रे फॉर योर लॉर्डशिप that within the core of my heart there be no material desires.
So, crop up in my heart. Offer this prayer. Yes. Then, Lord grant it, then no more material desire. This is the prayer. Also, offer. We have so many lusty desires. Yes. We'll root it out. So, also offer prayer and let us speak to Lord. Yes. From the core of heart, please take away all these things from me. Any time, any condition, any substance, no material desire will crop up in my heart. Please give me this boon if you want to give me boon. That boon Prahlad Maharaj asked. Yes. And Prahlad Maharaj, when Nrsingadeva was ready to give him any boon he asked, then this boon he asked. Prahlad Vasa, then text 15, 16, 17, three verses. वरंबरय एतत्ते वरदेशान महेश्वर आनंद अनिंदत पीता मे तं विद्वांस्ते ऐश्वरम विद्या मूर्षाशय सख्या सर्वलोक गुरु प्रभु धत्रु हीति मृषा दुष्टिस्तद भक्ते मयि चाघवान् तस्मात् पीता मे पूयेत द्रंता दुस्तराद आघातु उतस्ति अपांगसु दुष्टस्तदा कृपणवत्सल. हे भगवान, जेहेतु आपण पतित जीव मान प्रति अत्यंत कृपाणु, ତେଣୁ ମୁଁ ଆପଣଙ୍କୁ କେତେ ପ୍ରାର୍ଥନା କରେ. ମୁଁ ଜାଣେ ମୋର ପିତା ମୃତ୍ୟୁ ସମୟରେ ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ହୋଇଯାଇଛନ୍ତି, କାରଣ ଆପଣ ତା ଉପରେ କୃପା ଦୃଷ୍ଟିପାତ କରିଛନ୍ତି. କିନ୍ତୁ ଅଜ୍ଞତାବଶତଃ ସେ ଅନ୍ୟଥା ଅଯଥା ଆପଣଙ୍କ ଉପରେ କ୍ରୋଧ ପ୍ରକାଶ କରିଥିଲା. ସେ ଭୁଲରେ ଭାବିଥିଲା ଯେ ଆପଣ ତାର ଭାଇକୁ ମାରିଥିଲେ, ତେଣୁ ସେ ଆପଣଙ୍କୁ ବହୁତ ନିନ୍ଦା କରୁଥିଲା. ସେ ଅତି ପାପ କାର୍ଯ୍ୟ କରିଛି, ଭକ୍ତ ଅବମାନନା କରିଛି. ମୁଁ ଇଚ୍ଛା କରୁଛି ତାହାର ଏହି ପାପ କାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ନିମିତ୍ତ ତାକୁ ଆପଣ କ୍ଷମା କରନ୍ତୁ.
Because you are so merciful to the fallen soul, I ask you for only one benediction. I know that my father, at the time of his death, had already been purified by your glances upon him. But because of his ignorance of your beautiful power and supremacy, he was unnecessarily angry at you, falsely thinking that you were the killer of his brother. Thus, he directly blasphemed your lordship, the spiritual master of all living beings, and committed heavily sinful activities directed against me, your devotee. I wish that he may be excused for these sinful activities.
He prayed for his father was excused. And then what the Lord said, text 18, Sri Sapta Vipita Puta Pitru Hisati Anaha जस्सा दोष्य कुड़े जातो भगवान भगवान वही कूल पावन. भगवान कहले, हे प्रिय प्रहलाद, ये शुद्ध भक्त हे परम साधु, तुम्हार पिता विशुद्ध हो जाइंट एकाकी नुहे तुम पितृवंश एक पुरुष बद समस्ते कारण तुम्हें वंश जन्म ही वंश विशुद्ध हो जाए.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Prahlad, O most pure, O great saintly person, your father has been purified along with 21 forefathers in your family. Because you were born in this family, the entire dynasty has been purified.
The dynasty has been purified. If a Vaishnav like Prahlad Maharaj takes birth in some family, 21.
Forefathers.
21 forefathers. A coach. All become delivered. Understand? Vaishnava Putra, a Vaishnava Putra. A son becomes Vaishnava, what he can do? If you want to procreate a son, just procreate a son like Prahlad. Otherwise, why you procreate a child? The hawks. talks prophet, hundreds of children, all is true. All is true. What is nonsense? Huh? You want to procreate some? Procreate some like the Lord. His father is glorified, his mother is glorified. The real father and real mother. Otherwise, they're not father and mother, they're hogs. Sea hogs. Yes. Only engaged in this sexual activities of sex enjoyment, nothing else. Yes. Procreating our nasty bastard children, our light children. Well, it's true. What nonsense, huh? The hogs produce children. Yes, hundreds of children. Then why produce those children? Huh? No need to produce children. You want to produce children? All right, you want to marry? All right, marry. Produce children. A Vaishnava song like Prahlad. Yes. And fatherhood, motherhood is glorified. Yes, otherwise condemned. That's that. There are some prayers, many prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. So these prayers we should offer such prayers to the Supreme Lord. Especially you should offer. Yes, no more. Give me this bone on this day. Offer to Jagannath, who are the general of Prahlad, Nrisimhappa, yes, look at. Offer to him. Please give me this bone, this auspicious day of your appearance. No matter desire, lust desire, trap up in my heart. Please take it out of me. Understand? Yes. Vaisakhasya chaturdasyam sukulayam srimukhesari jatasadasyam tat udasavam kurvita sabratam padmapuran vaisakhara sukla chaturdasi tithire adititi nrisimhadeva abhirbhuta hitile सुतराम भक्त तिथि नृसिंहदेव पूजार उत्सव उपवास आदि न्यू सकर पालन करा जाए हरिभक्ति विलास पद्म पुराण कोटिंग पद्म पुराण सनातन गोस्वामी दिस इज दी तिथि डे टू डे मंथ वैशाख दिस इज दी 14th डे ऑफ ब्राइट फोर्टनाइट This day, auspicious tithi, Nrisimhadeva appear. Therefore, in this very auspicious tithi, all devotees, we observe it, we fast. Fasting should be there, yes. And offer prayers to Nrisimhadeva. Prahlada klesa nasaya jahi punya chaturdasi puja tatya jatnena hari prahladam agrata prahladam klesa nasa nimitta jyum pavitra चतुर्दशी तिथि उद्भव सही तिथि नृसिंह पूजा पूर्वे जत्नपूर्वक प्रहलाद पूजा करा उचित दिस तिथि दिस डे बिफोर ऑफरिंग वर्शिप टू नृसिंहदेव फर्स्ट यू शुड ऑफर वर्शिप टू प्रहलाद महाराज इज देयर डिवोटी डिवोटी शुड बी फर्स्ट वर्शिप एंड वर्शिप ऑफ डिवोटी इज सुपीरियर टू डायरेक्ट वर्शिप ऑफ द लॉर्ड यस यू अंडरस्टैंड एंड लॉर्ड अपीयर्ड इन ऑर्डर टू प्रोटेक्ट हिज डियर डिवोटी प्रोसिक्यूशन of his demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu, yes. So first of all, we should offer worship to Prahlad, then we offer worship to Nrisimhadeva. This is the process. Because Narada Purana re likhita achi, Prahlad Maharaj Nrisimha Bhagavan jigyans kartale, tahankar kipari Nrisimha Padpatra bhakti udaya hala. Utare Nrisimhadeva kahile, purakalare Avanti Nagarre, Basu Sarma namare eka vedavid brahman vas kartale, ताकर सदात्र संपन्ना पत्नी सुशीला मध्य आदर्श पति भक्ति परायणा जो त्रिभुवन विख्यात होते बसु शर्मा उरस सुशीला गर्भ में पांचटी पुत्र जन्मग्रहण करती से मध्य प्रथम चार्टी पुत्र विद्वान सदाचार संपन्न पितृभक्त थे कि सर्वकनिष्ठ पुत्र तुम्हें प्रहलाद कहते बेस्या द्वारा आकृष्ट हो चरित्र भ्रष्ट होता ସେତେବେଳେ ତୁମେ ବସୁଦେବ ନାମରେ ଅଭିହିତ ଥିଲ ବେଶ୍ୟା ସଙ୍ଗରେ ତୁମର ସଦାଚାର ଆଦି ନଷ୍ଟ ହୋଇଗଲା ନୃସିଂହ ତିଥିରେ ବେଶ୍ୟା ସଙ୍ଗରେ ଝଗଡ଼ା ପଳାଇବାରୁ ତୁମେ ଉଭୟ ଅଯାଚିତ ଭାବେ ଉପବାସ ରାତ୍ରି ଜାଗରଣ କରିଥିଲ ନୃସିଂହ ଚତୁର୍ଦ୍ଦଶୀ ବ୍ରତ ପାଳନର ଫଳ ଉଭୟ ଲାଭ କରିଥିଲ ତ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ରିକ୍ୱାର୍ଡ ଦାଟ୍ ୟୁ ଶୁଡ୍ ଫାଷ୍ଟ ଦିସ୍ ଡେ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ବ୍ରତ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ଇଟ୍ ଫାଷ୍ଟ ଲିଟିଲ୍ ଲାଇକ୍ ଏକାଦଶୀ ଲିଟିଲ୍ ପ୍ରସାଦ ଅନୁକଳ୍ପ ୟୁ ମେ ଟେକ୍ ବେଶ୍ୟା ଦେବଲୋକର ଅପସରା ରୂପରେ ବହୁବିଧ ଭୋଗ ସମ୍ଭୋଗ ଲାଭ କରି ଫରେ ମୋର ପ୍ରିୟ ପାତ୍ରୀ ହେଇଛି ତୁମେ ମଧ୍ୟ ହିରଣ୍ୟକଶିପୁର ପୁତ୍ର ହେଇ ମୋର ପ୍ରିୟ ଭକ୍ତ ରୂପେ ଜନ୍ମଗ୍ରହଣ କରିଛ ମୋର ଏହି ବ୍ରତ ପାଳନ ଦ୍ୱାରା ବ୍ରହ୍ମା ସୃଷ୍ଟି ଶକ୍ତି ଲାଭ କରିଥିଲେ ମହେଶ୍ୱର ତ୍ରିପୁର ବିନାଶ ଆଦି ରୂପ ସଂହାର ଶକ୍ତି ଲାଭ କରିଥିଲେ ସମସ୍ତେ ସମସ୍ତ ପ୍ରକାର ଶକ୍ତି ସର୍ବାଭିଷ୍ଟ ଲାଭ କରିଛନ୍ତି birth. Narasingha Puran mentioned there, Prahlad Maharaj asked Narasingadeva how he developed such bhakti towards him. Answer to it. Narasingadeva said, in ancient days in Avanti, there was a Brahman named Vasu Sharma, who is very pandit, knows Veda. He had a wife, very good wife, devoted wife, chaste wife, endowed with all good qualities. She was celebrated for her devotion towards husband. Her name is Susila. So Vasu Sharma and his wife Susila gave birth to 5 sons. 4 sons were all learned, educated, good. They have all good behavior. They are all obedient to sons, father. But the youngest son, you, pointing out, Prahlad's name was Vasudeva. Your name was Vasudeva. You are very bad character. You are bad character. You are addicted to prostitutes. Yes. Typical example. All prostitutes. All nasty bad character. One day you quarrel with the prostitute. You understand? Fighting. Yourself, prostitute, and yourself. So that night, both of you fasted because of quarreling and fighting. Yes. And fortunately, that day was my appearance day, this day. And that too, both of you. Because of quarreling and fighting, you both of you fasted. So this auspicious day is appearance day, my appearance day. So, you got such good result, you got the result, auspicious result of fasting and my appearance day. Both of you got, yes. That was the first day today. You are born a son of Narasingha, I am saying Hiranyakasipu, my dear devotee Prahlad. And that prostitute took birth in heavenly planet, as a heavenly prostitute there, Apsara, angel. And she enjoyed so much material enjoyment she had there. After that, she became my devotee. And now you are the dear devotee of mine also, but though born in demoniac family. Observing my brother, Brahma is endowed with creative potency. Brahma observes this brother, Hiranya, this Narasingha Chaturdashi brother. And Shiva also observes this brother, Narasingha Chaturdashi brother. Observing this brother, my appearance day, Shivaji got such strength and potency that he was able to kill that demon Tripura Asura. Yes. Those who observe my brother and my appearance day, whatever desire they have, they offer to me, I immediately grant them. Then he is very merciful today, Narasingadev. Understand, Premji, you offer this prayer. And I say, please give me this boon of Narasingadev. Almerciful Narasingadev, this auspicious day of your appearance, I have heard. Any time, any condition, any circumstances, no material desire should crop up in my heart. Please, you grant me this boon. I want only this thing. And as I develop your devotion towards you, please grant me this. This only prayer you offer. All of you should offer, yes. All of us also lusty desires, so much lusty desires. And Narasingha Deva is very, very merciful today. color. So you'll definitely grab that, won't you? Bhagavan Singha Deva ki jai, Bhakta Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Bhakta Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Bhagavan Singha Deva ki jai, Gaur Pramanandi. So this time, 6 now, I have finished, though I have enough to say. Because other activities, they have some other activities, activities that they have cautioned me not to go beyond 6, therefore I concluded here and make my speech very, 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 very short. No, Lord is unlimited, His katha is unlimited. Thank you very much. Love you. Develop devotion, pure devotion, Lord. Let all the aspects in happiness must be part of devotion, be annihilated by Lord Nrsimha Deva. Nrsimha Deva ki Bhagavan Nrsimha Deva ki Bhakta Prahlad Maharaj.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's the pastime of cleansing the Gundicha Mandir.
Yes.
And that has an analogy of cleansing the heart. So is there an analogy of the pastime of Nrsimhadev killing Hiranyakashipu for the sadaka?
Hiranyakashipu means all demoniac attitude. Yes. He kills all demoniac attitudes.
Yes, that's the knowledge. If the devotees of Krishna, within Krishna are all the avatars, then what is the need for separate meditation on the form of Nrsimhadev?
Because specifically he kills all demoniac attitudes, Nrsimha. Therefore this is specific that we offer pranam to Nrsimhadev. Because so many lusty desires we have. We are really demons, we are not devotees at all. We are really demons. So let him kill all demoniac attitude in us. Yes, and also material world means it's full of demons. So much enviousness is there, all enviousness. Enviousness, demons are envious, devotee is not envious at all. And Nrsimha Deva will kill all these things and make your path of devotion but free from all inauspiciousness, all obstacles, yes, all these hindrances. You make it clear, then you can very easily tread the path. This is the special characteristic of Nrsimha Deva. Therefore, you offer prayer. Understand?
Would there be a Buddhist class? Hey, it has been told that Lord Nrsimha Deva has killed the Adi Daitya, Hiranyakashipu. But while preaching to Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Nrsimha Deva has stated that in his previous birth, unconsciously though, but still since he remained on fast quarreling with the prostitute because that is the auspicious appearance day of Lord Nrsimha Deva. That's why
strange coincidence.
It's a strange coincidence, brother. That's why he got the benefit and born as Prahlad Maharaj. So that means Gurudev, Lord Nrsimha Deva had appeared before also.
Yes. So, he is Kalpa Avatar. Every Kalpa he comes.
Then when Hiranyakashipu was called Adidaitya, then what are the Leela of Lord Nrsimha Deva when he appeared before this?
Because in all Kalpa, this Leela, Lord manifests. In all Kalpa, this Leela. That Jai Vijay, two demons come and Lord appears to kill them. All Kalpa.
So not the only one. Kalpa.
Kalpa, yes. And another point is there also. Prahlad Maharaj is his associate. This is associate. Eternal associate, isn't it? In this Leela of Nrsimha Deva. How is it that he was born?
Yeah.
The son of Basu Sharma, youngest son of Basu Sharma, was addicted to a prostitute. Do you understand? And he became Prahlad. He was eternal associate. This is the most important question. He comes when this Leela comes to any universe. Prahlad is there. This is some associate who takes part in Leela. Otherwise, how Leela will be manifested without his devotee? Prahlad comes as eternal associate. What is this?
This is the most important question.
Yes.
And nobody is thinking of this thing.
Right.
And Nrsimhadev, this is mentioned in Rath Narasimha Purana. And Nrsimhadev told this thing. You are this and that and did this and therefore you got, you developed bhakti. Therefore you born as my devotee, as son of Hiranyakashipu. That is a fact. This son of Vasu Sarma entered into body of eternal Prahlad. Because he fasted, he did the, what to say, vrata pavana, observance of the vrata, though not consciously but unconsciously, the strange coincidence.